It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast, live from the 2013 NRA show, the Smith & Wesson booth. This time we've got Paul Plouffe from Smith & Wesson and Jim Scouten. Guys, welcome.
Hey, thank you, John. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Well, I'm fine. I'm having a wonderful time meeting a lot of concerned NRA members, and you have actually provided, right here at the Smith & Wesson booth, I'm looking at it, the opportunity to be heard at the congressional level, at the Senate level, at every level of politics.
Absolutely. That's our Preserve American Rights campaign that we have. And that runs off our website. And basically what we're doing is, and as you can see, we actually have kiosks over here. So we want everybody to take advantage of these kiosks here while we're here, but even more so off of our website. And just simply enter your name, your address, and your information. And what that does is send out a series of letters talking about, you know, protecting your firearms rights and your gun rights to any politician that is located within your area, and even to the White House, whether it be federal, local, state.
We're not entirely sure they'll pay attention at the White House, but...
Well, I'll tell you this. I did get a response when I did it. So somebody is paying attention. They may not like what I say, but they're paying attention.
But right now, letting your senators know where you stand... Well, they're trying to start up something again. And, again, it's a constant vigilance, and the NRA is here to preach that. But you've got the vehicle. In fact, we got James right over here ready to bring people in to fill out the form, which is easy.
It is.
To express their view about supporting the unrestricted Second Amendment.
That's right. And you know what? If they're not here at the show, go to our website, www.smith-wesson.com, and just click on Preserve Your Rights campaign and just fill out the information. You know, the one thing that I also want people to realize is the fact that there's a lot of different avenues to do that. Each location that you go to, it's you know, the verbiage is going to be a little bit different. Don't do it once. Do it twice. Do it three times. Do it four times.
Right.
You've got to be loud right now.
All right. And the website makes it easy. Website's easy enough right here as people are milling around. If we can get them to quit looking at M&P pistols for 5 minutes and fill out the form.
Looking at pistols is not a bad thing either, John.
Not a bad thing, no.
That's a big part of what we're trying to do here.
But you want to make sure you're able to own those pistols, and that requires at least some form of political engagement, and that's what we have.
That is correct. I mean, this is not a time for us to be passive about this. We have to let them know how we feel.
All right, this is Smith & Wesson, Preserving America's Rights, Protecting the Second Amendment, and it is available here at the NRA show, as we've made clear. It's also linked off of our website, shootingusa.com. It's on the smith-wesson.com website. I think everybody's figured that out where you are. We've got links to the Smith & Wesson website,
That's
so
true.
It's all interrelated. Anywhere you want to go with Shooting USA or Smith & Wesson, you will find the opportunity to express your views politically.
And that needs to happen more now than ever.
More now than ever.
Made it as easy as possible for people to do it, so let's participate in the political process and make this happen.
As a matter of fact, if you went to shootingusa.com to start this podcast, right to the right on the page,
right,
is
you'll see the link.
Smith & Wesson banner, and the link is right there.
I don't think you can make it any easier for him. Jim, do you?
We're doing what we can.
Yeah.
It's important.
Very good.